Kanye West has like been radically saved by Christ, and like he's really devoting his life to Christ and basically starting a church. And right away, as soon as I got into the forum and everything like that, they were playing gospel music. So they weren't playing like non-Christian music, like secular music. They were actually playing gospel music, which was amazing. Like that was, I was like, dang, they're playing Fred Hammond right now. So they're already like setting the atmosphere. They do have like the merch tables where like the merch is quite expensive and everything like that. Merch is quite expensive and everything like that. Merch is quite expensive and everything like that.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And what you hear is not Kurt G. It's your boy E Green. It's a two-man show today.
That's what's up. Kurt G is going to be incognito for a couple of weeks. So You ain't going to hear from him. No albums of the week. None of that shit. So until he gets back. So
and we like to thank all the Skype gods and whatever software gods that King Killer was able to remember how to fly.
Yeah, I'm saying. Because I'm in engineer seat, totally fucked up and shit, so we're going to try and get through this. You know what I mean? Sir. So, no doubt. So, let's jump right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Spotify. This week, Spotify upset some people.
Oh, man.
Over the new classification. Dare I say it, pop rap.
It just,
So the thing about it, this is the key thing, yo. See, cats like us, because we in the grind on this shit and have been in the grind for more than a decade. Or longer than that.
Longer than that, before forever. The show.
Yeah, shit. Forever.
Dinosaur
days. Fighting against the pop aspect of commercial rap. You know, we've been fighting on that shit that say, look, you can have your pop idols. Fuck it. I ain't trying to mandate that. But that shit don't get, you can't compare them to the gods of the culture. Not the gods of hip hop. Not what we hold dear. You know what I mean? And it got me thinking about how, you know, I guess things do come around. And Kurt G is right. Kurt G used to be like, yo, B, we acting just like how R&B used to treat us. To a certain extent.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that I get what he's saying, but not really.
The difference is, we wasn't trying to be Peebo Bryson. I don't believe that LL Cool J wanted to be the next Peebo Bryson. Meaning that Peebo Bryson and Peebo Bryson fans is like, don't compare that rap shit to what I'm doing. And you know what?
Yeah, it was hard on that.
But you know what? But they was right.
Yeah, no doubt.
They was right. Because if you look at the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Do you like Michael Jackson? We like Cool J. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, this is not, with Run DMC, this is not Michael Jackson, and this is not Thriller.
This is not Thriller.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're from Run DMC. You from Coolin' the Gang.
But the difference, though, B, is we chose to run with our name. You know what I'm saying? Nobody had to label us. I mean, even once hip-hop became the terminology, you would still hear older people saying, oh, you listen to hippity-hop or stuff like that, right? But we embraced hip-hop. We didn't. If they would have called it pop rap or whatever at that time, we might have embraced it or we might not. What do you think?
Well, what I'm trying to understand, and my question to you is, why are people getting upset? Pop rap. What would the Spotify classification of pop rap have, I'm assuming Young Bulls, upset about that?
Their whole lives, they've been told what hip-hop and R&B is, yo. And we know it's a bastardization of what hip-hop and R&B is. But nobody wants to talk about that, so nobody wants to be addressed as that. That's why we have been saying, name your own shit. Just go call it something else, and we'll appreciate it. But they chose to, you know what? Let's do conspiracy theory just for a second.
Uh-oh, cool. Conspiracy brother number one.
Yeah, let's just say, because I'm thinking of the movie Boiler Room. You saw Boiler Room?
Yes, I did.
The soundtrack on that shit was dope, right?
It is incredible.
And it had them white boys listening to Wu-Tang and, you know, real hip-hop. what say you did, like, at one of them guys like that found himself in a position at Spotify and is able to say something that niggas this up there ain't said ever, that, yo, that ain't hip hop.
Okay, so that's not even a conspiracy theory. That actually happened. Because I can almost guarantee you it wasn't no nigga up at Spotify. Not that they got a lot of niggas working up there, but I guarantee you it wasn't a nigga who said that all these guys, whether if it's Blackface or Chance or any J. Cole, any of these other niggas, they all pop rap. Okay? Somebody said, you know what? There's a difference between this shit here. I'm
in a boiler room, niggas.
Yeah, one, exactly. Somebody actually said that there was a difference. But in any case, so, you know, I appreciated that. I mean, it also certainly gives legitimacy to what we've been saying for, well, on this show for more than a decade, that there is a difference. Of course, you know, somebody be like, oh, fucking now Spotify, you let Spotify tell you what's what. Nah, we've been saying this before Spotify. They're just
way before
and they're just now saying it, and it's solidified, and it made people upset, you know? It really made people upset. And I don't care what you say. I don't care if you're a Blackface guy, and there's a whole generation that's a Blackface guy. You can say a lot about Hov. You can say a lot about Hov, and that Carter shit was hard, but he got a lot of legitimate hip-hop up under his belt.
Well, let me just say, for the listeners who discovered this podcast right here, this show, in 2110, when King Killer says Blackface, he's talking about one guy named Drake.
So, that being the case, I'm just saying. But I'm saying, you can say a lot, and Hov is made horrible, like that Carter shit whack. But I'm saying, and you can never compare, because your boy was never that. He was never that. So, and thanks to, I appreciate Spotify for that, even if it was some boiler room white boy or some algorithm. Somebody finally saw the light of day.
So, well, if it was an algorithm, the way they call that shit hip-hop, it would have definitely stayed.
Oh, well, shit, but they were trying to do that anyway, but somehow this shit didn't fit, and somebody saw fit to do the right thing. So, again, we appreciate that. I don't want to stay too long giving them too many props and shit, because they're still part of the problem.
Yeah, but I was happy as hell at that. So I'll take that.
No
validation.
Doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
No, I'm going to say validation, nigga, because we were saying it first.
Indeed. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is a cultural topic. I was thinking about going by this shit, but I just kept coming back to it, yo. We're gonna talk about that Dwayne Wade getting on niggas about criticizing his son. This is a cultural topic because in today's situation, personally, for me, I don't know. I can't fuck with it. But in today's situation, you kind of got to say he's right. Because think about the shit that we talked about on the show. We talked about, and this is another generation, Will Smith's son wearing dresses. That's 10 years ago, nigga. Man, this is a whole nother generation. And then I saw Clifford's son with you know, foundation, lipstick, and two pearl earrings. Now, it's Clifford. Clifford who's doing virginity checks. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at pictures of his son like, I don't know if that's who you need to be checking, but that's your family, B.
Yeah, B, what, where are you going with this, man?
I'm just saying. So you got Dwayne Wade, whose son in a mid-drift top with nails on and shit, you know, getting on because Katz was like, yo, son, check that nigga. Why you letting your son, you know, rock that? But in today's game, in today's social media outlet, Dwayne Wade is doing the right thing by his son, defending his son. Now, personally, I can't fuck with it, but he doing what he got to do as a professional basketball player who's in the media, who's saying, I got to let that go. I got to defend him first as the right thing. So I don't have any sons. I don't have any son. Swerve, you got a son. You know, say motherfuckers said, oh, I call it E-Color son, and you know what I'm saying, on some skirt shit, when he's small, not as a grown man.
No doubt.
Felipe's Garage fans are like, yo, Swerve, what the fuck's up, nigga? You, as a father, gonna defend your son, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that because what happens is, once I decided to be okay with it and accept it as this is my son, then I don't care what nobody else says.
Okay. So, I mean, I wasn't going anywhere other than the fact that there's a lot of controversy on the fact that here we are, at least second, third generation down the line, celebrity kids, and it doesn't have to be celebrity kids, but kids who are saying, you know, yo, I don't want to be in a box, or I just, maybe I put the nails on and shit just as a clown, you know, just clowning, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't understand, so I don't choose to judge that. It is what it is.
So there is a picture of me as a little boy. My aunts put a wig and makeup on a nigga. As a little kid, you know what I'm saying? Under five, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but you ain't even in that equation, except for you were there. You was the tool, but you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing that.
That wasn't a cultural shift, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dwayne Wade, man. He felt like, you know, he had to do what he had to do,
well,
man.
Well, what about your boy, though? I mean, this ain't like this the first time.
Who?
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Oh, well. His son. Well, again, like I said, we 2-3 generations down the line on that. His son is what his son is. He love his son. And he's defending his son. I mean, there's nothing, you know.
Anybody would.
Right, and this is where we are in the culture. Ultimately, I bring that up to say to cats who maybe against that. I'm not for it, but I'm not hostile to it. Well, that's ultimately the main point. I'm not down with it. As on a personal, but I'm not hostile on that shit. Cats was getting on Dwayne Wade like, yo, nigga, fuck that. You know what I mean? You need to check your son. You know?
Well, you know, honestly, we are honest with ourselves. We are way past a certain age, and when we were in that range, we probably was doing and thinking the same shit. I speak for myself. I probably was off that dumb shit. But over time and getting to know people and him being just living life and seeing life lived, you don't worry about that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, that's all I was really, you know, getting at and shit as far as that goes, you know what I mean? So, you know.
But, you know, I'm going to go back on record too again and say I still don't appreciate it, but I can't really say nothing about it. Somebody chooses to do it.
Oh, well, again, I mean, I'm going to tell you where I am on that, so.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Kanye West excited that Dr. Dre is at least taking a look at his project, either going to make beats on the project or mix the next Kanye West gospel project. Ever since I saw the headline, I don't know, I haven't seen any continued headlines. I don't know if Dre got cold feet. He probably didn't. I mean, because Kanye West with this shit right now is, you know, the biggest fish out there. And you know how Dr. Dre likes to attach himself to that type of shit. even though he doesn't have to do that. But I find that pretty interesting. I think it's a risk, you know, to Dre to be involved with a guy like Kanye or whatever. I still think he's bad news and he's kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? On a lot of different levels. You know what I mean? I don't know what would make Dre want to fuck with him other than publicity. Dre don't need to fuck with that cat, yo.
Well,
and let me repeat, yo, he need to call Hope and shit and find what's the deal with this cat, yo. And Hove would tell him the straight deal. Yeah, but I guess he's not going to seek Hove's advice.
On a musical level, maybe Dre appreciates the genius of Kanye's music and just wants to work with that. Who knows? You see it as a bad thing, though?
Yeah, because I just think ultimately at the end of the day, it's going to cause Dre more grief. Let's say the record comes out, right? And let's say it's just crazy, okay? We're just setting up a scenario here. Let's say this shit's crazy, right? And everybody's into it, and then Kanye goes off the deep end on some bullshit, okay? See, that's the type of publicity that, if you look at that, that's what Hov calculated out. He was like, you know what? Me and Kanye have had a lot of successful records together, but if he goes the deep end on some bullshit, that's going to bring me down. That's going to bring my whole situation down.
So you're saying that Dr. Dre, who is going through all kinds of bullshit in this industry and this shit dealing with being NWA, you think that he would care about that with Kanye?
I think that Dre and guys of that ilk have grown up and now have a better outlook, a more mature outlook. You're right. As a young man, we would all, I guess, be just not giving a fucking wilding on that level. But I don't think that Dre, I'm just saying, I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, dang, you really want to be attached to this shit? You know what I'm saying? If he goes off the deep end on some bullshit.
And you know, everybody knows he's subject to do that. But as we also know, at any given time, that nigga can create some incredible music, right? So imagine Kanye in a place where he's trying to make incredible music, and then Dr. Dre producing it. You want to starve yourself of that?
B, in this day and age, you know, as incredible as you write as Kanye West can possibly be, and then Dre backing out the incredible with Kanye, you're right. It could be incredible, but in today's society, every last thing they did will be overshadowed by some nut shit, and it ain't gonna be asking Dre and shit, yo nigga, you down with that Trump shit? You down with that bullshit? Or
we already know
you getting down. You might be, no doubt. Are you getting down with Joel Osteen and shit? You know what I mean? You know, church band, half dozen Lamborghinis in the front yard. I mean, you down? I mean, maybe Dre wanna be. Maybe he's starving to get back in the game like that. I don't know. Let me repeat. You might wanna call Hov. Not that you need his counsel, but I'm trying to tell you. Think about it like this. Let's say what came true, Kanye's dream. Him and Hov stay best friends, and then him and Kim and Beyonce and everybody's all in a million pictures and shit. When he bust that magnet shit out. Instead of Hov looking like he looked now, like the leader, you know, 444 out. He done got away from that nigga, right? Faded that nigga. He ain't got an answer, not near a question about that shit. So, and that's big time. So, that's.
Hov got a lot of super tracks from Kanye in that moment, so he got what he needed and got the fuck up out of
there. There you
so
go.
Maybe Dre's gonna get what he need and get the fuck out of there.
So that's real too. Shit,
yeah, I'm not trying to nigga, I'm trying to hear that shit.
That's what's up, no doubt. So next topic on Hip Hop Digest is I'm looking through the joint right here, and I know your boy gets he gets roughed up pretty good, Questlove, on the show quite frequently. He's supposed to be producing this new joint called the Black Woodstock. About some festival that took place, I want to say it was the Harlem Cultural Festival in 1969. Apparently 300,000 people attended that festival and he has gotten very rare footage, live performances of that festival. I've never heard of it. He's calling it the Black Woodstock. Fucking doing pretty good. That 6-part series on AMC is quite nice. I gotta give him that. That 6-part series is quite nice. You know what I mean? There's some things that, of course, you know, that he took from other documentaries. That same when it comes to Outkast. Again, how long they gonna run this shit? And this is my only question. It has nothing to do with Questlove. I'm sorry, I'm veering off on another topic. long is fucking Atlanta gonna continue this fucking, yo, nigga, nobody wasn't fucking with Atlanta, and then when Outkast came out, you know, now we done took this shit over. What? Outkast and Goody and the early niggas in Atlanta, what they was doing ain't got nothing to do with what these little niggas is doing now.
No, it doesn't.
And I just, you know, look, I appreciate the story, but the Atlanta story to me is always going to be fucking incomplete because it just jumps from one thing to the other without any nuance, and that's some bullshit. I just don't like it, you know?
Well, there, it's been stated.
Treating Miami bass like it was a fucking blip on the road, you know, for Atlanta's ascension is some bullshit, yo. And that's what they did in that documentary. And Quest is not the only one to do that. I'm sorry. I'm a defender of Miami bass and what, you know, it was.
But being coming from, I mean, you know, I know, right? But coming from a point of longevity, they might have a point, because, you know, there was a certain time frame where that Miami bass shit was cracking, and then it wasn't cracking no more, except for that shit that Luke does every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
But Miami bass was the
sound. Oh, yeah, I'm not taking it away from it. You know what I'm saying?
And it doesn't, and I'm not saying that any other southern city does that. I'm not saying Tennessee or Houston or any of these other people. It just specifically seems to me, especially connected in Atlanta, like it was just a quick inspirational blip on a road to Atlanta's ascension. I think it was much more than that. I don't think it really gets his due. I don't think that the players...
It's not getting his due. But the other perspective is time. See, that Atlanta shit, I can't really tell you when it started. What, 95 or some shit? I don't know. But that shit, that snap shit and all that, to the point where it's trapped now, it's all related, right? But the thing about it, even though it's related, it's the time, that shit, from, say, 95 to now, when Miami bass, as great as it is, it only lasted a certain amount of time. So even if it's, let's say, 10 years, compared to the amount of time that this Atlanta shit's been popping, they can say it's a blip.
Okay, time-wise, you're right.
But Tom Rise, you're right.
And Miami is one place, and to me, again, Philadelphia is another, in the same way that Miami to me is treated, Philly is so not even considering things that Gangster, Schoolie D, number one, Molly Mall, Craig G, Salt and Pepper, every late started, bang, pop art, right? Philly. So I'm just saying, you know.
No doubt.
And I'm not mad at the series. The AMC series is excellent, and I agree with that. I just think that they need to fix up some history when it comes to that. You know what I mean? So that's just my statement. But anyway,
before you get past that, since we're talking about AMC, I thought you were going to bring up the songs, because, you know, I got that welcome package. But the songs that shaped the
That's what I'm talking about. Specifically,
I've only seen one and a half so far.
Well, specifically, I was talking about the Outkast song, but you know, they don't just do the song; they do a quick retrospective of Atlanta, the quick history and how it got on, and then they roll into the song. In the same way, I don't know if you saw the Bridge one.
No. I saw. I tell you specifically. Jesus Walks and Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so Jesus Walks is gonna be the absolute last one I watch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be the absolute last one I watch. I'm done with that nigga, yo.
Wow. Just watch. Just have an open mind when you watch the documentary.
I will. No doubt. So, excuse me, but anyway, shout to Questlove, yo, that Black Woodstock joint, it sounds incredible. If it comes off right, I'm sure it will be done very tastefully. I just wanted to give a shout out and say that is happening, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why I didn't know, because when you start talking about a Black Woodstock, I just totally fucking forgot about all that. I'm like, oh, I need to see that. Yeah. So I didn't know, because I hadn't seen it in part of the package yet, I didn't know. So, but I definitely will be watching that.
Okay. So now, shout out to everybody who is waiting for us. We cannot do the Woo series until Kurt G is back. We can't do it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't front. It takes me forever to watch shit. These niggas will tell you, you know? It's not a TV head like that. It takes me forever to watch shit. But trust me, we will get into that. And two, it's at the end of the year. Niggas are getting their top tens together and shit. You know what I mean? Things, you know, just dropping. Got me shuffling shit and carrying on. So I'm pretty frustrated by that. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Something on the text chain and I totally fucking blew about what the fuck it was.
The magic of having that device there.
Yeah, but then I'm right in the middle of the show and I can't look for it. So.
Oh shit, look. If I can sing or rap, I bust a 16.
Shit. And so since we sit up here clowning, talking about 16, somebody also had to ask, but Kurt G addressed it, about the Hip Hop Digest sing-alongs. Yes. B, just to let everybody know for full disclosure, yo, see, on the show, we try not to bust our wad early, you know what I mean? We bring things out as needed or whatever. We got them in the can. Right. We going to get the sing-along. You will hear a sing-along from me, not that you want to, but you will. I think you did yours already, didn't you?
Yeah, mine ran through Main Source, looking at the front door.
Yeah, of course, no doubt, no doubt. So I'm going to quickly get into some older news that I don't think that we got into. And quickly, I want to get through this quickly because it involves blackface again. But when the New York Times, and it's not really about blackface, tried to say Drake is the one who almost invented rapping and singing.
Oh, shit.
And it was funny because it was written by a guy that we blew up on the show. And of course, because I'm doing this on my phone and shit, and I don't have his name, I'm totally fucked up right now on this show, yo.
Yeah, we all got our lanes, and Kurt G is not here for his. You double dutying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Plus, if I watch this shit. But yes, it was a cultural critic from the New York Times. We blew this motherfucker up because he doesn't know anything about hip hop, okay? And he's writing articles on this shit. You know, like an authority, you know, and he's the one who wrote the articles, not really even so much about blackface. And of course, people were just slaughtering, you know, on Twitter, if you are following such a thing. And again, I thought it was such a good look. Once again, I just felt like, damn, you know, I don't have to do any heavy lifting because niggas is just hammering. This kid and the whole idea that he invented shit. He didn't invent anything, okay? He's just a Johnny come lately. So.
He's a benefactor of all of them that came before him.
Well, yeah, he is. So, no doubt. So, as we continue on, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, your boy, The Game, celebrates his 40th birthday. Shout out to Game, shout out to making it to 40, you know what I'm saying? There was some talk on the Digest text chain about the Game, and I had read an article about ranking his albums. Now, I didn't get his albums to rank, but honestly enough, the Game is one of those guys that I think history will be more kind to him than he is in the present time. Mm-hmm. Because I think the Game at his heart is one of those guys that always made a hip hop record. Yeah, did he try to bend to a commercial will every now and then? Yes. Yeah. But most guys do that, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I think the Game has acclimated himself very well, you know what I'm saying? Despite anything that 50 was trying to throw at him or any other type of horse shit or whatever. But I think the Game has done very well for himself as far as hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard the new album.
I haven't yet either.
I still think the last record, I will be honest with you, that I heard, that I actually really sat down and listened to was a 1992, which I thought was a great record.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
So,
yo, B, I see the Game as a very skilled MC, what was that joint he did? Like, what was something called 90 bars or 300 bars? 300 bars.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, just rhyming. You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect him. You know, all that extra stuff, all that gangster shit, you know, it is what it is. That's his life. That's how he's doing it. But just musically, lyrically, yeah, he's one of the best.
No doubt. So, no doubt. So, real talk, I am so, because I didn't do anything, you know, fucking with this show. I'm out of topics. In case you got anything you want to throw out there, any incendiary bombs of that nature.
No, I'm good, B. I'm good. I think that I was supposed to talk about Kaiser Permanente, but in actuality, I really don't give a fuck, yo. It is what it is. Niggas gonna get their health care.
Well, good B, thing. And that is a good thing that you bring up Kaiser Permanente, because you were so adamant about Kaiser Permanente, about some background shit. But B, what I'm saying, but I don't understand you conspiracy guys when... In order to provide a conspiracy, you have to uncover something new. There's nothing secretive about Kaiser. There's nothing secretive. It's a health maintenance organization. It makes a profit. It makes a profit by, let's say, cutting health care, meaning that, let's say, if you have a particular illness, right? They're not going to send you to the fucking Mayo Clinic for that shit. They're going to take care of it on site. You're not going to see a specialist for that shit. Your primary care physician is going to take care of that shit. So that's what it is. That's why it's called an HMO. It is managed care. Okay.
You right, killer. I got nothing for you, bro.
No, I'm just saying there's not a conspiracy there. Know what I'm saying? And most, hell, even if you have a regular ass Blue Cross Blue Shield, okay, just going to give you a case in point, okay? This ain't got nothing to do with Kaiser. This is just regular health care. Women who have survived breast cancer, right, and their doctor tells them, you know, you survived it, everything's good, but we want to follow you closely with more frequent mammograms for the next 5 years, okay? You got regular insurance saying, you know, Blue Cross, Aetna, all of... Fuck that, nigga. We ain't paying for it. Women getting crazy bills. Now, it's not like they just decided to just show up at the spot and get a mammogram. The doctor said we need to follow you more closely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay? And no they doubt. Are getting charged money for that. And that should be illegal. Okay?
Exactly.
It should be illegal. Okay, a couple of women senators put up some legislation and ain't get no feedback. It's not a conspiracy, B. It's right there. It's right in the open.
All right, well then, you call it. No conspiracy. It is what it is, and niggas don't care.
Oh, but they will when it affects them.
Yeah, well, I can't do nothing about that part.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even frog, yo. I mean, someone who works in the healthcare industry, I'm certainly not defending it because they be on some bullshit, yo. I mean, it's just straight greed and shit. Yo, give him an extra IV. Discharge his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No sitting in the hospital 3 days after having a baby, huh?
Yeah, you're discharged. You know
what
I mean?
Drop that baby. You get up now. Can you walk?
Hey, shit. And I remember them days.
But here, take this prescription for these pills with you.
Oh, of course. Yes. I remember them days. Vaginal delivery, less than 12-hour discharge. Shit. Yo, but then the legislation had to come in and rectify that shit because women was bouncing back so quickly because they wasn't ready. You know what I mean? And not that you got to be
bouncing back.
I mean, bouncing back. Yeah. You go home and whatever, and they not feeling right. Then you got to turn around and come back to the hospital or whatever. It's just ridiculous. So,
no, I would never profess to want to have to ever deal with that experience. I could be a Neanderthal and say, hey, that might have been some new shit because back in the 1800s, 1700s, for no 3 days to a week hospital stay. Yo.
Yeah, I know. That's real. So, no doubt. Doubt about that.
No doubt.
So anyway, I'm gonna give it.
Yeah. You said the other topic real quick is the text chain. You kind of didn't say much about it this week, but yo, B, the text chain is full of incredible artists, DJs, producers. I just saw a notification go by that Big Rush put a snare slap joint in there early. I can't wait to listen to it.
Oh, so, yeah, I see the post right now and shit, yeah, yo. Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Big Rush, yo.
And again, with the 45 Fridays, it's making me keep my game up. I'll be trying to impress y'all niggas. Cause y'all, so, speaking of 45 peers.
Fridays, nah, but hold up, B. Speaking of 45 Fridays, yo, I see, B, I'm just saying, yo. I see you went out and you copped some joints, yo. I'm just being dead ass. I noticed that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga. Some joints, I'm shopping.
Some pretty incredible joints or whatever. The Soul to Soul was incredible. I mean, Body Mechanic. I have it on 12 inch. I never even.
5B.
Yeah.
That is my. I'm telling y'all, that is my goal. Whether I play to some obscure shit or whatever, I'm trying to get reaction from my brothers on the text chain, yo.
Okay. So, word. Okay. Shout out Tobias Black. And shit, you know what I mean? We're patiently waiting for that. And Black Maverick situation to drop heavy. Definitely want to give a shout out to him and all the above. Again, like you said, 45 Friday.
And One the Dial. Black Mavericks is him and One the Dial. They're booming.
Oh, yes, of course. No doubt. Again, 12-inch Wednesdays, a snare slap. Yeah, nigga, and I see you going heavy on the 12-inch, on the blend.
Soretto
Sunday. Yeah, yeah. I see you going heavy on that.
I can't help myself, B. It's my weakness. I start mixing. I'm like, oh, I wonder what a sound this would sound like, and I got to do it.
Okay. So we're going to get in and out of here, but I'm just going to go on the last topic of another incendiary type of topic. I'm going to shout out to your boy Chris Lehman, who I believe posted that first, but I could be wrong. If I am, I apologize to George Zimmerman, who is suing Trayvon Martin's parents. I think the lawsuit is frivolous, but you said something and other people had said something about George Zimmerman and a bunch of chopper carrying bosses who won't take the time to go see him.
Yeah, no doubt. You know how we do us.
No,
we ain't nobody else.
I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, you know, guys, maybe, I'm just saying, maybe they're afraid to hit Zimmerman because there's nothing in it for them. See, they want to go get that XXX Tentacion cat because they, you know, they say, oh, he got the bag. So I'm at least get the bag, or at least try to get the bag and get away with cold-hearted murder. You know what I mean? But Zimmerman, there's nothing in it to gain. There's no, you know, not again, as you know, I don't get it. You were very harsh on the brothers when it came down to that.
Yeah, know? I was, but I, as of today, I had a wake-up call.
Oh, okay.
Because speaking of Big Rush, he did a post talk. I'm just paraphrasing, but basically, keep your eyes on the prize. So, you know how, oh, again, conspiracy shit. You know how shit happens, pull the wool over your eyes. But let's get him to look over here, misdirection. Let's look at this shit. While everybody looking at this shit over here is happening, right? Because we done lost focus of the big picture. We just looking at this motherfucking puppet that keeps popping the fuck up.
Okay.
AKA George Zimmerman.
Okay.
So instead of using energy to be all, I hope somebody touched that nigga. You know, I ain't about to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here talking shit, but I'm not out here killing niggas either. So over frivolous shit. So if it's that easy to take a life, God damn, if I'm not sitting up here saying about nothing about nobody's life, but if his shit got took, I'm not gonna be too sad at all, yo. Alright?
I don't think it's the wrong thing to look at cats who will, as you say, otherwise take a life. Okay? Who are otherwise doing things that quite frankly are not enhancing the communities they live in. Okay? Everything is not a crime of passion here. People aren't coming home and finding their wife in an ill position and then go hamburgers on niggas. That's not what we're dealing with. We're talking about cats out here who will be on videos and on social media with hammers talking about how proficient they are, and if other Negroes get in their way, this is going to be the end result. Okay? There's nothing that comes to their mind is saying, you know what, instead of, you know, cats on this block, you know what I mean, it's going to land me, you know what I mean? Shit, if I'm looking for social media hits, what better? What better than to go see your boy? Now, again, we're not suggesting that, but what we're saying that that does not happen.
It clearly hasn't. So, again, with all that just said, we have to make sure that you don't lose focus on all the other shit that's happening. The bullshit impeachment, which is bullshit. Is there a law being passed? We just need to be paying attention to some shit, because why the fuck does George Zimmerman get popped up? Nobody gives a fuck about that dude. You know what I'm saying? But no, apparently people do, because that all the attention goes there.
All right, B, I, you know, that's what's up.
It's just a bigger picture, yo.
I agree.
I still stand by what I said on the chain.
I'm not disagreeing with the bigger picture. I actually have a little bit more to say about that. Maybe I want to try to get on the bigger picture next week. So, like I said, Kurt G, obviously, you know, is not here.
We here now.
No, I mean, I don't want to go off on a tangent on that, yo. I got to get my thoughts together, so.
Okay.
Get my thoughts together. Anyway, like I was saying, Kurt G is not here, so there's no world-famous Kurt G albums of the week. I'm going to try and throw some instrumentals behind this shit and throw some cuts up and, you know, how we do. Since I'm throwing the cuts up, it may not be new underground. You know what I mean? Shit, a cat like me, you might catch me out the La Brea Tar Pits and shit, going deep underground. So,
I guess we'll see.
So, no doubt, that's what's good. Yo, it's gonna be a 2-man crew unless we get a guest for next week. Maybe not. It might complicate the situation. with me on the boards as it already is. So.
that Twitter meme with that dude looking to the side is up now. That's Twitter looking at you. I'm not Twitter. That's Skype looking at you like, nigga.
No doubt. So anyway, but yes, everybody, yo, again, like I said, look out because the albums of the year are coming. Oh, yes, I know what it was. Before we leave, we might want to get together off show and talk about our albums of the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We might want to do that, because I got on my list. So, you know, I think I'm missing 1 or 2 years, but I could go back and listen to those shows. So,
No doubt.
All right.
Yeah, look up the artwork. We got it.
Yeah, of course. No doubt. So, all right, y'all. We'll see you next week when we do it. Peace.
No doubt. Peace.
Friends, you know what I'm saying? It's the remix with DJ Premier. The barbed wire, now step inside the fire. I'm hanging heads, I'm choking your neck with pure desire. You couldn't blast with me, no, kill you lavishly. Now don't you know that if you thought it, I'd have brought it. Now shit is monstrous, punk, you can't get by me. What was that thing that made you think that you're as high as I be? Physical and mental planes, I'm having nothing. Fuck it, lyrically awaken, nothing in the sun. You shouldn't tamper with this, please, I don't advise. I thought that much before you were born, you realize. The body of the life force, chemically, metaphysically, mentally, physically, internally, horizontally, vertically, absolutely, I'm deadly. Minus no assistance, I'm kept in higher places. You can't erase this, logo car behind your faces. Battle stations wherever the beefing has arisen. And in the grave is what the body's gonna pissing. A chance with me, you couldn't dance with me. If you thinking physical, you couldn't dance with me. A chance with me, you couldn't dance with me. If you thinking physical, you couldn't dance with me. I'm using trances, G, and I don't think you got the ammo. A chance with me, you couldn't dance. dance with me. If you thinking physical, you couldn't stand with me. I'm using transit G, and I don't think you got the ammo. Now it's the second verse. I guess you thought you'd get a breather. To have to keep on hitting you, making you a believer. It's heavy thesis, endowed with telekinesis. You'll never see it, to never think it, never reach it. Climb a pathway to the top, you'll never reach it. And don't get caught too close to the sun, you're gonna hate it. Your skin will feel it, while the heat starts to peel it. Tell you it's master B9, you wouldn't last with me. Seize control over your mind telepathically. Oh yes, it has to be done by someone. Gladiator holding the mic and I'm the shogun. Push my queen up, slice you up with my bishops. Knights moving L-shaped forms to back my rook up. Making five moves, I guess you thinking that you castling. Strategical ways of killing you, I've been mastering. You must have had a death wish to get with this. Power is nuclear, acts of physicists.
Keep it real in this rap game.
A chance with me, you couldn't dance with me. If you thinking physical, you couldn't stand with me. A chance with me, you couldn't dance with me. And if you thinking physical, you couldn't stand with me. I'm using transit G, and I don't think you got the ammo. A chance with me, you couldn't dance with me. If you thinking physical, you couldn't stand with me. I'm using transit G, and I don't think you got the ammo.
I'm
rocking the hip hop philosophy.
Y'all something, dig. I'ma lay on y'all some of the coldest cats, four of them to be exact. Watch this, if we do it like this here, let me show you something.
This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. The greatest show that you're gonna make you shout. One, two, this soup, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town. This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. The greatest show that you're gonna make you shout. One, two, this soup, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town.
We give it up to the funk and to the ancestors. DJs in the park that used to catch the breaks from great slinging, tapes on corners. Whole folks performing the ciphers and making quarters. They rock the parties and hype the spectators. DJs cupping, rip up the crossfader. Sweat drips from the B-boys and pop lockers. Honey dip chalk to catch the clock dollars.
From top shotters with rings and watch glitters to the drummer keeping time with the pace of a hot spitter. Fellas with naughty wigs and hotties with hot diggers. Cop liquor quicker, relieving pressure to rock with us. It looks the fly instruments provide hits with sense. Relentless riffs with the twist of fish. Double K wolf soup if miles packing styles cracking breaking streets in town and the crowds back in.
I get busy like a prostitute and in my monster suit. I'm here to save the day. I got style like a tailor that's sewing his own suit. I'm showing the new school how we rock and rule. Well, who's afraid of Virginia? I know it ain't wolf. On the break we present Double K and soup and Charlie Tune, the king of the sea. The MC keep it in the key of funk like it's supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we state the facts. The inner city beat is a rap. You never ask, just adapt to that and get a panoramic view from the order we ran it through. Transport it brand new without further ado. You never heard it quite like this with my likeness. When we put it all together, baby, you'll like this. Now where I'm from, the California heat of the sun. And when it come, yo, we giving the drummer some. To give it to you live with no pressure. See, it ain't no point to get bent out of shape, cause the flavor take place when the breaks just breaks. And I'ma partake in every inch of it, every instrument, very intricate, with the fingertips on it, live and direct. You know Soup is the name, and I'ma pass a double K so he can do his thing.
I'm popping like a locker, electric on the shocker. I've been the coolest thing since a hot air popper. I'm down with S1 and we under the stairs. Every time we in the disco, they stop and glare, cause they read about us in the Daily Post. They wanna know about the rhymes where we bust the most, and here we are, the Funky Four, straight from the West Coast. Put you up on the art on how we rag the most.
Pass it to me, the man passenger who happens to be rapping for free, the ambassador. You in the acting with me, and it just so happens that my passion is the smashing MC, a plan massacre. She dealing with some real musicians, accompanied by real truths, spitting prehistoric committees on GP. Under the stairs, we hitting while you softer than the kitten, we pushing it to the limit.
Hustlers love the floss and pop collars, gangsta boogie, low rider, impala. Screams live from the host to grandmaster. DJs catch the breaks, cause he has to. MC's rocking the mic and showing love. Turntable spinning the brakes, I like to rub. I dub my mixtape for all of the kids. I like to hit the band when they take it to the bridge.
This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. Got the greatest drug hitting, gonna make you shout. One, two, three, two, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town. This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. Got the greatest drug hitting, gonna make you shout. One, two, three, two, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town. This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. The greatest drug hitting, gonna make you shout. One, two, three, two, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town. This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. The greatest drug hitting, gonna make you shout. One, two, three, two, double K, put it down. From the city of angels to your town.
To your town. Baby, we gon' just bring it on the place. That's right. That's how we say we put it in a skillet and cook it up for you.
Fried fish.
Go and get your cornbread and sop it up on the side.
Like we'd be bugging out on the CNN album and shit. Every time Thug Paradise came on, that should've just get us live as fuck. You know what I mean? Niggas be off how blunt and shit. Nigga, we hear that shit, and niggas be like, damn, niggas take that shit back to 9/7 with nigga tragedy and shit.
The greatest lesson ever learned is yet to be taught. I do this solely for the love of the sport. For creating in my four corners to be in the stores. It's surreal in a sense, using rhyming words to pay rent. Conversations among my peers, I felt I ain't shit. Knowing if they had my spot, they couldn't fathom. The pressure's given to keeping the tender polish. Connect with the audience off the live vibe. Legend like I'm Tony Toka. Broke down regulations and standards to make the standards. And now I'm chilling, posted at offices for interviewing. Booking inquiry stack. Here's my rider. I need to have deposit prior. The rap messiah, 100 while the others buy. Picture me after Ramada eating papaya with a chicken that resembles Maya. Who's occupation is working at Myers, but it's rapping that she inspires. She trying to fuck just for advancement in this ignorant driven type of living. Traveled across the country for the love of flights and money. Might see me crack a smile, ain't a damn thing funny. Just
show,
corrupted,
for sure.
But
hold
I loved
on,
it. It got me cupped up.
Can I kick it? Me and Nola came to flip it. Pay a visit. Flip me fro, be the exit. Connect, hit me. Canceled in at the Whitney. You side out here. Let's relocate up in MC. Known overseas as a nigga from the D. That be spitting dope rhymes after rolling up tree. You know my name, right? I be spitting game like I play a game, 10 bitches in the same night. My ears strain right. I be killing the flow. Hitting the drove. The nigga you be wishing to know. My nigga, voila. Heavenly gifts I get from my lie. The wise guy. Call my sixes, make them say mama. Just last week, I was out with Ashton. Me and Ola hopping out the focus. Both us laughing. Me and Molly Gardens, we was breaking up chicken. Be Nicks off the low, call him President Nixon.
Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
Yeah, LL Cool J in the house, you know what I'm saying? EPMD in effect, snap the necks, cash and large checks. Over non-believers can coach the dick, you know what I'm saying? Cause this is Daddy Man, king of the Bozak, on my fresh nose act. Mix the master down to the as I kick it like this.
Slow down, baby.
You could get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me, you faggot. No comp rapper on a quest. To get your head flown, boy, you must be looking Seth. Cause many off and wonder is MD paid. You goddamn right, punk, stay out of my way. Cause I clock G's while you clock Z's. And I don't smoke crack. I smoke MCs, so pick up a pen, cop a squat and take notes. My rapper suffer from bleeding sprains and slip throats, cause my style, deadly psychopath, schizophrenic. My rapper choke like a carpenter, freeze up a panic, cause I clock pesos, don't say yo. Another word for cocaine, mi amigo, that's Spanish terminology for friend. Now sit back and rob my Bozak as I sin. Bass funk will beat that thump for kickers and amps, co lined up in my trunk. My system cranking, my headlights are blinking, brothers riding my tip L, and at the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital, PE twice, MDE twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like the right, but then again, some bite. And while you was banging on tables, I was banging Snow White.
Slow down, baby. Yeah, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
The ripper, the master, the overlordian, playing MCs like an old accordion. I get the inspiration from a necessary station. I'm saying I was vacationing. You can't quote with your weaker throat, trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B flats, so retire the mic, get your chains and your bats. Here's your chance to advance, get in your stance. I shoot the holster off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment, tonight's your arraignment. You're guilty, face down on the pavement, no holes barred, it's time you get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God, the Undertaker. Drop the thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm as freaky as Saker. So lay the mic down slow and careful, cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slip it and start ripping, diving and dipping and giving punks a whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down so that your clowns will know. Me getting burnt, the hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the hook, forget it, I'm constipated. L, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
When I come around, homeboy, watch a nugget. I'm master on the beat down, my style's rugged. When I attack the microphone, close the zone. Rap scene's danger, can't roam. Security's packed in wall to wall, can't fall. A rap tank is full, so I can't store. A microphone is filled with premium. Any whack MC that flexes, I'm creaming them. Not with lotion, bust the motion, flotation. When I rock on the mic, I'm like coasting. I'm unique, fatigue at my peak. You still seek a style, cause yours extra weak. New method to rip the stage of my A's and get loose and kick like Bruce in a rage. I'm on the rim.
Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.